The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You've all paid your respects. I can tell you that the coffin with the most amount of black roses is Ben. Have you guessed correctly? I can reveal that the person who has been cursed by the traitors and been murdered is Christine. Please, can we close the coffin of Christine?
Oh my God, poor Christine. Christine, how are you coping with it? Your own death.
I'm alive.
What's it like listening back to that?
Oh, it's very emotional. It definitely brings back the feelings. They're very much valid and very much real in that moment. Like, you're feeling everything and, you know, waiting for your name to be called, not knowing if it's you. It's very emotional.
What was the whole experience like?
Just with the funeral or in general?
Oh no, in general, from the moment you walked through the castle gates.
Oh, it was absolutely just the most amazing experience ever. It was full of just excitement. It was full of curiosity. It was full of such amazing personalities. I don't have a bad word to say about the whole experience. I would encourage anyone and everyone to apply.
What surprised you about it? What were you not expecting?
What was I not expecting? I don't know really. There's not, like, I don't have any kind of bad points about it. Actually, on a good note, the one thing I wasn't expecting was the food to be so lovely.
So it did. The breakfast looked great every morning. I have to say, I was kind of jealous as he came into that room every morning.
Those croissants were so good. And they had the cheese and the grapes and the coffee. It was a dream. It was better than any buffet or any hotel breakfast. It was so good.
Obviously, what we see is, you know, edited down for the TV package. How much just hanging around the house chatting actually goes on during the day?
Oh, quite a lot. The days are quite long. There'd be a good amount of hours put into it now. And, you know, fair play to the crew and all that have done the editing. I mean, they seem to have done an amazing job. We're very well impressed with it.
And is it unusual then to find yourself going so long without the usual forms of entertainment that we have in our lives, without, you know, a radio on or watching TV or having a phone in your hand?
I thought I'd actually struggle a lot more with that. But to be honest with you, I don't think any of us did, because we were all so busy doing things all the time. And, you know, we made our own entertainment with each other, getting to know each other. And it was very good then, because we all tapped into, like, our creativity and our minds and using our imagination a bit more. And, you know, there was obviously a lot of things that you don't see, but we were playing games and we had fun, but games that don't require anything, fun, joyful things.
How much do you then know as a contestant about the show, or did you know, say, before it aired? Or are you watching it as well, learning things?
Oh, I'm absolutely watching it with everyone, the way everyone's watching it. I know nothing.
Well, what has surprised you then watching it? I mean, in terms of those early episodes, things maybe you expected had happened or didn't happen or what?
I'm trying to think now. Looking at the way it's done now and the edits, even with Paddy, Caitlin and Eamon, like, it seems so obvious in a way when you're watching it, but when you were in there, absolutely not. Like, there was no, because again, like, it's so busy. There's so many of us with so many personalities. It's the little scenes that you see, even with just the three of them on their own, that's obviously very clear and very obvious that they're traitors. But for us in there, you know, we might be in one room and another room, and it's busy. It's so busy. And then you are trying to gather your thoughts and you are trying to figure out who's who and what's what. So, looking at the way it's been edited is amazing. Absolutely love it. And it's brought back all the feelings, all the memories. Like, we're each individually reliving it moment by moment.
And as you watch it back, I mean, I'm sure you're reminded then at the time in there, was it ever exhausting, just mentally exhausting, trying to work out, you know, if you're just having a conversation with Ben or Andrew or Paddy or whoever it happens to be, and you're thinking, oh, you know, what's going on here? Do I take this at face value? Are they playing a game?
For me personally, I wouldn't have said I found it exhausting. I found it sort of almost invigorating. It's like, you know, when it's like you're trying to guess. It's like a game of guess who. So from that perspective, it was fun. Like I found it fun. Like, you know, you're talking to people, you're looking into their eyes, you're hoping that when they say, yeah, I'm definitely a faithful, that they mean it. And I was trying to listen to my gut feeling. I was trying to tune into that and really hope, like, if it was right or if it was wrong. So it was just a learning curve. It was a learning about myself as a person and how I am with individuals. It's a really good social experiment. I mean, I'm really delighted to be part of it.
Well, there's some lovely text coming in. Thanks, Christine, for your entertainment and your realness. You were a great player. And that's from Sharon. She was the best player in it, to somebody else. Paddy was great, but she had humour. She was clever. Christine should have won. And listen, Christine's daggers to Ben on that last task were amazing. Years of honing, no doubt. There you are. You're practicing those daggers, were you?
Those daggers came from the heart and soul of, I'd say, all the exes and all the craziness in the life. They all came out in that screen there. All the, you know, all those moments over the years where you're like, I'm wrong. No, I'm not.
How have you found being on the outside, as it were? It sounds like you've been released from prison or back into the wild. You know, in terms of the reaction of people, look, anybody who sticks their head above the parapet in public these days gets a certain amount of abuse or nasty messages. I wonder, do you pay any attention to that? What's it been like?
I kind of live in a bit of a bubble. Like, I mean, I'm still a mom. I'm still busy being in the car, dropping the kids and, you know, making the dinner and organising the lunches and the washing. Like, I actually haven't had time to look at any major amount of press. So if there is negative comments, I mean, at the end of the day, if someone is going to spend the time rating anything that is negative, then that would be an issue with what's going on in their heads. It wouldn't be an issue with what's going on with us. Like, each one of the contestants, we played the game that we wanted to. We were doing what we felt was best. And if there's anyone out there that can actually take the time of the day to sit down and write something negative about anyone, well, then that's on them, and they might want to reflect and have a look at themselves a bit, you know, and figure out something to make it more positive.
So
we need more positive.
What's next for you? Is this a one-off experience and you just go back to life as normal, or a springboard for other stuff?
Oh, well, I'd be hoping now that there's a couple of people interested there from the radio or the media. They might need a voiceover person or someone to hold a microphone every now and again. So I'm open to offers.
Or to throw daggers at people.
Well, that too. I mean, absolutely. I'm sure.
Figuratively speaking now, Chrissy. Figuratively throwing daggers.
Absolutely.
Listen, thanks a million for joining us, Christina. Fair play. You were great fun in there, and it has been great fun to watch.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.